Yeah.
Well, there's a picture here. So he has that kind of, it's a groin clutching pair of trousers, but the high waisters are actually coming up to his nipples. Mm. And
that's always the problem with those. So I always kind of had a Tweedledum look about me when I high waisted.
Oh, really?
It,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's got all your favourites on it.
Quick. Yeah. Mr. Pickwick, indeed. Yeah.
Well, number seven on this wonderful compilation, it has got Ball of Confusion, and I think that refers to Tom in his trousers. So
they could have used a contemporary photo on it.
No, it's archive footage.
That's what I mean.
Contemporary photo.
But they should have stuck a cadet. That's the deal.
It's unique. The people of that general sort of Las Vegas torchy singers, they use sex, presumably.
Yeah.
He uses Tom Jones. Nothing else. He's just Tom Jones, isn't he? Strange little man in platform.
Oh, I don't think he is. I think he's good. I like his voice a lot.
I'm really up for Tom Jones. And I said the Butlers used to do a version of It's Not Unusual.
The Butlers? Oh, your group. Thank you.
Listen, let me move on finally, because we're going to come up to half an hour. There is now the Charlie Chaplin collection, which has come out from Vox Radio. I have to say, in the past, I was never really a very big Charlie Chaplin fan. I always thought it was one of those things. But I have actually sort of sat through a few Charlie Chaplin movies. They've just come out. The Kid is out, Modern Times, and The Great Dictator. They're all out on sale. They're all around about, was it £12.99, something like that. Saw The Great Dictator for the first time in years and years. And what a top film it was.
The speech at the end, Charlie couldn't let his voice, Charlie. We've got that in the can, the speech about we must all love each other. But just supposing we don't want to use that. That's for Lloyd's. We've got that. But could we take another one where perhaps, you know, it's left. You know, do you know De Niro's performance in Cape Fear? You're giving it some of the... Yeah, okay, sure. No, they should have had somebody on the set.
They haven't got the scene in this version in which Charlie Chaplin does rip off all his clothes and has got the tattoos over his body. That's only the widescreen version. That's the end, of course, Clockwork Orange is out on video.
Well, it's on telly tomorrow night anyway.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night it's on air.
Oh, okay.
So it's 29 after 8 o'clock one way or the other. Touching on the subject of Chaplin, rather than bursting into a minute's worth of music, there is that school of thought, of course, who, and quite rightly, says Buster Keaton, yes, Charlie Chaplin, no. But they're not mutually exclusive. And I've had a tremendous, tremendous sentimental thing for Chaplin. Not the actual product. But I actually want to like him a lot, and I want to defend him, even though some of the stuff is fairly mawkish, to say the least. But I actually do feel very defensive about Charlie Chaplin, because purely simply for the first seven chapters of his autobiography, called My Autobiography, but the first seven chapters are one of the most evocative, wonderful writing you'll ever read. And despite all, and in this age of press officers milking backgrounds and hearts and flowers and Chaplin's own sentimentality, if you read the seven chapters of the book, it is an extraordinary story. You tell me about your tough upbringings and stuff, and the mental asylums, and the separated from his sister, and they can only wave at each other from workhouse to workhouse. And it's a fantastic, and the way he evokes that in the first seven chapters, totally unsentimental, and it's a wonderful thing.
So
I respect him a lot, and even if his stuff stinks a little bit, he's never made Cape Fear. It's up.